Samach Aleph on Beis, Rashi, let's lean on three lines, the third white line, Rashi. So where was it? Oh, is the Kamea, is the Kamea that have a Kedin of Kedusha? So the more says, in regards to what are you asking the question? If you're asking the question regards to Latzolino B'Shabbos, the Chatzar, the gifts on the side is Shenem or Revis, Kishar Kisvei Kodesh, you're allowed to take it to Chatzar, Shenem or Revis. That's, does it have that aloha? We know that it doesn't, because there's a brachas. Shetitu Chachomim, the brachas which Chazal were besaked, even though they have sukkim in them. Like on Rosh Hashanah, Shemoneh Esrei, Mosef has sukkim of Malchus, etc. And Yavisheshem Minyanus, Miparshus, Harbe Shekosin, Behem, Ezekrol, Shur, Rafua, and the same thing, the Kabeas, they write sukkim of Rafua in them. You still aren't, you don't save them. Genizah. A cost of shame is yogurt. If there's a shame there, yogurt, yogurt, makam Hashem, you ignazenu. You have to cut off the, where the shame Hashem isn't put in the geniza. So you have a keli which has a shame Hashem on the handle. You have to take it off and put in the geniza. So Mar says it means basic kisei. Mar says if you tell me you can't put in the basic kisei, so how could you wear it on Shabbos? You might come to carry it. So I said, Kisei Shalhen Besodis. So maybe you'll tell me, no, it's no raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a Chelos Yesh Besakona. Yishak eliminates. It's kind of even if he takes it off a little bit. The Shori Lameo, the Hen the Besak Kisei, Mishnah Bekor Nefesh. So he can wear the Kamei into the Besak Kisei because of Bekor Nefesh. That's, so therefore there's no Xeri. He might come to carry it because he's wearing it. He says, that's not true. Because the Braisa says explicitly, even in Bersakana. So Mor says, maybe we're talking about a type of an illness where holding the Kamei is effective. And therefore, even if you would take it off and hold it, since the Kamei is effective, it's not considered it so. Avagav, the Nokale Biyare, Tachshitayhu, it's a Tasha for him. Even if we carried, he wouldn't be chayv. The Mor says that that's not true because the Tanya, Rav Yishia says, you cannot carry it; you must wear it. We consider it a tachshit. So Mor answers that b'mechusa or so like a ganusa imal v'sekisei v'leboy l'mishkalei. So if it's covered, then it's not a ganusa to carry v'sekisei. See, we don't need to remove it. So it's no raya to our shailah. What it be when it's not mechusa, what the loch is. In other words, tefillin is covered, and tefillin aloch is chel is tefillin. Now we got the mechusa or shar beigris shaparshis ksubas ben tchubas betfusim shal or. They're inside of or. Versus Hasim Mishum Shin, Shasuya Mi Or Hachitzen Atzma. The Shin is made out of the Or itself. Come about Gimel Kamotim. You create three wrinkles literally. Kein Shin, which looks like a Shin. Mishakai from the name Shakai. But Dalal Yud Asuya Mi Kesher. Dalal Yud are made in the Utsuas. Shekaiser Havitzua, you tie up the Ritzua, he puts in the Sheberosh, Achas the Tzofen, Machas the Mizruch, so it looks like a Dalal because one is facing east west and one is facing north south, so it gives you the shape of a Dalal. Min Dalal, Ritzua Ketanim, Oy, Tzuya Bo, Main Ba'al Kvifa Kamin Yod, Kaiva Bo'or, I'm not sure what this last point of Rashi seems to be having the Yud not in the Shayad. as he's referring to, he's switching out to the Shayad. And there's also to a Ketanah Moed, which is hanging on it, which is, it has a bend like a Yud. And you bend it when the skins are still soft and pliable, and it stays bent like that. So I'm not sure exactly what Rashi is saying about this Yud. Okay. So the Gemara. So what are these things? Zigun is Zerada, that a male, an armor of mail. Kasta is a Merav, is Sanvarta, which is a helmet. Rashi says it's a helmet made out of leather, which is worn under the metal helmet. And Megafayim is a Merav Pasmiki, which is, I think I told you, gauntlets. It's like leggings. Pasmiki are actually socks. Pushmakos are socks. So it's metal. It's made out of metal. Wore up the legs. Rashi Zarda is Brunya. It's Sanvarta is Kaiba or Tachas Kaiba Hamateches. It's a leather hat under the metal hat. Pasuki is Anpilos Shalbarzel Vimachoma. It was socks made out of metal, which they wore for going to war. So the Mishnah says, Isha B'machat HaNakuva. Woman should not go out wearing a machat which is has an eye in it. That's there. It's not there's a tachshit, and if she would, she'll be chayav chatus. I'm just going to say, well, the tabas yesh aleha choisim. The tabas which has the choisim again, something which it's not known for her to she wears a tachshit. Well, the kulyer, well, the kavelis, well, the tzuchus applied. We're going to discuss what exactly is Kulyer and Kavelis. And Sechus Aplaitim was a little container which had Plaitim is like a balsam in it. So it's a very nice smell. So she would have hanging around her neck this container of balsam. So that would be Vinyotzos Chayevis Chatos, Diver Meir. So Meir says that case is not considered. That's not considered a tachshit. Chayv chatos by all these cases. Chachamim parchim bekavelas b'tzuchas shaplait. Chachamim say that they agree with Meir by the machat kuva and the tabas, which has the chayim and the kulyer, and the kavelas and the tzuchas shaplaitin. They say is pot. So Rashi. The Kulyer Mefresh Gemara Vachem Kavelis. The Gemara is going to discuss what those are. Plaitin is Balsama, Mishcha de Afarsama. That's oil of Afarsama. It had a very nice smell. And if she wear it, it would act like a perfume. Chavis Chatas, Ksavra Lab Tachshit Ninus. The Gemara holds that's not considered a Tachshit. It's not. It's, I think the point is, it's not, it definitely, it's not something which is worn, but it starts to melt, it's not being mishamish the body in the sense of helping it, It creates. You know, it's a container which has a nice smell. So it's a tasha in the sense it has a nice smell, but it's not a tasha because it's not coming to beautify the body, in the sense of being worn. She could theoretically carry it in her hand and accomplish the same thing. So happens to be she wears it around her neck. You know, she wants to have a nice smell. So it's not the wearing which creates the tasha. Karnda Meir. Amar Ula.
Rav Meir was going just on the last thing, the
local Shabbat. I think it's going
all of them. Oh,
okay. Because the Chavim only argue on the last two. So it sounds like they... Amar Ula, Mikilufein be'ish. When it comes to an ish, a tabas, which, so we had by a woman a tabas which has a chosim is chiyav chadus. Tabas with no chosim is nishad rabbonim. By a man it's the opposite. That by a man, a tabas which has a chosim is normal for him. That's his signet ring. That was a tasha for a man. Tabas which has no chosim, that would not be a tasha. It would be chiyav chadus. Alma kasavra ula, kol midi lechazer leish, lechazer leisha, midi lechazer leisha, lechazer leish. We don't make an argument that since for some members of Klal Yisrael, this is a tachshit, so it gets a shame tachshit, and that extends now to other members of Klal Yisrael, being over here from male to female. But most of Rav Yosef, for Royim Yotzim Besakim, so Royim are allowed to go out wearing sackcloth, because for them that's considered a normal garment. Not only can shepherds do that, herdsmen, elakol olam, all people. After darkon shel Royim, Lot says besakin. The reason why it's mutter because Royim go out besakin, that creates a heter of other people. So we say even other people, it's not normal for them, since for the Roya it's normal, it becomes normal for other people. So say the same thing about the case of the Tashit. So Elamar Yosef, Ksever Ula, who said that you don't say that, says, he holds Noshim Ham Bithne Atzman Hain. We judge the female group of Klal Yisrael as if there is like a separate nation. So you can't say, well, this group does, it's different groups. Noshim Ham Bithne Atzman. The Bali Hash, I guess I'm sure you call them. When you give your custom classes, you explain to people, that different actions have different symbolisms, different cultures. Each nation has their own interpretations of different actions. Nashim Amethni Hatzman, and they interpret, there's a different culture how to interpret different actions in the female Am than in the male Am. So it's a different nation. Morris says, really? Eisvei Abaye. It's Abaye asked a kasha on this pshat that Rav Yisrael said. Mishnah says, it's an Erevin, Hamboit to Tefillin, Machnis and Zug Zug, Echad Ha'ish, Echad Ha'ish. A woman finds the Tefillin, so she's allowed to wear them, and carry them in. V'yamret Noshim Ambifnei Atzman Hein. If you're correct in what you're saying, that we look at women as a separate nation, so they're not chayiv in tefillin, and they can't be mutter based on the fact that men wear it. So how are they allowed to wear it? So they're not chayiv in this mitzvah. So how can they wear it unless the only way you can wear it is because we're saying since for a man it's considered a malbush, for a woman also it's considered a malbush.
But she still has the without considering other issues. I mean, she. If it's purely on the grounds of the mitzvah,
she
still has the option.
Right, but since they don't wear it, it's not considered
so
a malbush.
Okay.
Some more answers. The more says, Hossam Kisaber Remeir Lila Zman Tfilin Hu, Yeshabas Zman Tfilin Hu. Haveli mitzvah say, Shaloy Hazman Groma, Chomet say, Shaloy Hazman Groma, Noshim Chayab. Is that. Mishnah over there, which I'm not sure why it's attributing it to her mayor. Stamish is her mayor, okay, but but Kaponim, so that Mishnah is going that women are chayiv in tefillin, so that's considered normal for where they wear them. Okay.
So Reb Meir's, the women in Reb Meir's family wore tefillin.
I would assume so. Yeah.
I thought there was still issues like Mufnaki.
Creates
an issue for me.
They theoretically could, but the same, as long as they know that they don't have the problem, they're allowed to wear it. That's so they're in errands where Tosha brings it. The more where there says a michu bashal where tefillin, because they held it like the shita. The tabas which has a choysim, so it's not considered a takshit. But the maisa, but hagufa, when she wears it on her finger, it's not normal to wear tabas sheish b'choysim. So she can't be chaybechatos. It's not a normal way for her to wear it. So it's done in a way which is kalachayad, like we're carrying the back of her hand. Literally, it's not done kedarko, and if it's not kedarko, it's not chayav chatos. It's not chil shabbos deraisa. Our birbia beisha gizboris askin. Talking about a woman who's in charge of things, and for her, the signet is something which she used, so she sometimes would actually carry it on her finger because for convenience. But it wasn't enough that it considered a tachshit, but it is enough to be considered derech hitzah when she carries it as such. Amarava, gears on the side of Amarava and takes out the parentheses. Tirats the isha, ish make a member. But so you answer the case of a woman wearing a tabas which has a chosim. It's a normal way for her to wear it. But a man which also has a tabas without a chosim, we also said is chayet chatas according to ula. But lachera, it's not normal for him to wear it. Elamar Rava says, "Pamim Shadam Noisim LeIshtoi Tabash Yesha LeChosim LeHalicha LeKufsa UMenichasa BiYada Atcha Megas LeKufsa." There are times where the husband will give the wife his signet ring to take to the storage place, the box where they store it, and she'll put on her finger to carry it there because it's a safe place. And the problem she isha and the sentence the bala tabashi ain't allowed chesim la lichalu etzel uman the sakin he needs to be taken to the craftsman, the jeweler to fix the ring. I mean, yichav yada asher megir etzel uman he would wear it, put on his finger to keep it safe till he gets to the uman, and that's enough of a usage to make it considered normal to carry it that way to be chayav b'chad. Amr Ula, Kilafein Beish, a tabaska. He's referring to the ring. The tabas sheishalof chosim im yotze is potter. By man, tabas with a chosim is potter. By man, alof chosim is by yotze is chayv chatos. That's the mamash, the opposite of a woman. B'sakin shemiskasim behem im neakshamin. They would wear the sackcloth because it was a protection against the rain. Sakin is malbush sack. Malbush made out of sack. El kolodim. Alma, what do you say? I forgot the loy regili bay. Everybody else is not normal to wear it. Migu sits. The gabi high takshit. The gabi high nami takshit. So this is considered Rasha Rezutum takshit in a very generic sense. It's something which a person would wear. So, since the Rome will wear a sack, it gets a dinner considered normal to wear, even for a non-Rohit. So Morris says women are a different aunt. To so, the Moshe Tefillin b'Shabbos b'Shuk b'Berderech. He finds it out on the road or the Shuk, etc. Machnisim le'ir derech Malbush. You would carry them back into the city derech Malbush, even a woman zug. Derech Shuloi b'Shbechol. He has to wear it the way he wears normally on the weekdays. Echad b'roish v'echad b'zroya. One set, one in the head, one in the zroya. And if there's more than one pair out there, so b'cholzim b'chayzim maniach zogachar b'nisim b'chinkul. So if there's more than one pair, he wears one pair at a time into the city, goes back out and gets the second pair, etc. So Meir holds a lot of this man tefillin who b'chayn shabbos. Hechad oylem is man who is always this man, day and night, weekday and shabbos. Vein lehem zman kavua shtei mitzvosin. It's not considered a set. There's no set time where you're supposed to do them and set time not. That you consider mitzvah seisha zman groma li potter noshim. That you consider zman groma, which woman we potter. Mayhem from them. Hilchah nokat laila b'shabbos. But the more explicitly addresses laila and Shabbos. Specifically addresses laila and Shabbos. Mishum the plugat b'tavayu. Each one of those, there's a separate machloikis. Whether there's a mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos, mitzvah tefillin b'laila. You have a sirah leather mayor b'chad minayu. Had a mayor held by either one of the two. The lav's man tefillin. Neither, if one of the two, either Shabbos is Matilma, not Laila. Laila is not Matilma, but Shabbos is. Or vice versa. If it's Zman Kavua, the Tefillin, probably not Shem Patura. Had either one been not Zman Tefillin, then it would be Zman Kavua, and one would be Patur. Lashem Chayabas, Hilchus, Hilchot Hashit, and in law, therefore it's considered a Tasha for a woman to wear it. This is what her adornment. She's wearing it. Carrying it the bas means you're talking about you're wearing it on the finger. And she's saying if she wears on the finger the bas without a chayzim, it's the bottom. She wears on the finger of the bas with a chayzim, it's the right. She's wearing something which is not normal to wear, and she's carrying it out, wearing it. If by definition something's not a tasha, you don't wear it in the body, you just hold it. We answered Isha Gizboris. She shalachas chisomis tamid namunim tateah. She sends messages and she seals them to the people who which she's in charge of. Leimer tinu kach kach most the pliny. Give this sum to so and so, etc. Rechayis mubiyada. So she has to seal these things to indicate that it was really her. She would wear it on her finger. But even though she wears it, it's not a tasha. It would not be something which would beautify a woman, because most women don't wear it. But for this woman, this is considered normal to wear it. Some women live, right? She gives birth, she has people under her, she runs a business. Morse says, but that doesn't answer by the man. Ish make the man. The kamer ula b'kilafem b'ish. Mechayv atabash ain't allowed b'chayz allow chesim. Man's chayv with a ring without a chesim on his finger. V'hoel hitzok lach yadu shein darker lahitzi b'zu berach malbush. This is not how he would carry out a ring normally. More answers. She gives it to him to take the lakufsa. He gives her to put the kufs into the box. He lets Niyasham to his lock box to store his tabas that has a chayisim. So he seals it. The Yesh for Shem Shakufsa Chasuma Boy. I'm not sure exactly what Rashi is saying, but it sounds like Rashi is saying that when they would, it was a kufsa which they would use not to store the tabas in, but she would seal, close his box and seal it with the chayisim. So sometimes he would give her something to seal in the house. He would ask her to, so she would, while she's on her way to go and seal this item, she would put it in onto her ring, her finger. So it means that the husband and then she would give back to the husband. So she would wear it on her finger already the whole time. The husband gave her the job to do of sealing this item and putting his stamp, and then she would continue wearing it until she gave it back to the husband. So the Mor's lashon is that she wears it until she gets to the kufsa. So Rashi is saying, if that's the scenario, she'd be wearing it on her finger until she gives it back to her husband. Okay. But she gives it the woman gives the husband a ring to take to the jeweler, and he wears it on his finger to prevent him from losing it. Amad derech yitzohu, that's considered derech yitzohu.